It takes years of training to become a professional dancer, but one choreographer in Brooklyn is challenging that idea. As WNYC's Tracy Hunt reports, the piece On Earth Together at the Brick Arts Media House features non-professional dancers next to company dancers.
Ron?
Oh, yes, and you are with
no one.
Oh, you are with no one. Here we go.
It's Friday night in the rehearsal room of Brick Media House in downtown Brooklyn, and choreographer Ronald K. Brown is working with about 40 dancers. They're putting the final touches on Earth Together. The production is the latest from his company, Evidence, which has been around for 28 years. Working with amateur dancers isn't new to Brown. He frequently uses them to bring what he calls genuine, unbridled passion to his shows.
Dance belongs to everybody. I teach the professionals and at the college level, but basically, I want a class where everyone is there. And so I just, you know, want to make everyone understand that they can dance.
Stevie Wonder's music provides the soundtrack to the piece. Brown's been working on the show for several years, and he says he wanted to create a dance that reflected the sense of community in Wonder's music.
The initial idea was to create a piece that was about being a compassionate citizen in the world. And so to understand how you can be a compassionate citizen in the world, you need to be considered brother and sister for the folks who are close to you.
Brown originally only had space for about 10 people in the production, but ended up picking 30 amateur dancers between the ages of 8 and 73. For 10-year-old Mia Nelson, the audition process was nerve-wracking.
You get a number, and you dance, they teach you a choreography, they teach it to you like 3-4 times, and then when it was done, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I make it in this audition. And then I was like scared because I didn't get a call, but then I was the 20th call and I was so lucky.
Most of the dancers have had some training, and they've adapted well to the fluid movements of the piece. 29-year-old Alija Floyd has performed in student shows, and her 8-year-old daughter Kiara Muhammad has taken ballet classes. They were both cast in the show.
You know, each week it gets better and better. It's a labor of love. It's almost like going to church.
So everybody, in the first prayer is here. Bop, boom, bop, bop. Arms straight up here. The arms are narrow here. Bop, drop the arms.
Sylvia Bryant from Montclair, New Jersey, is one of the senior dancers, though she didn't want to give her age. She's been dancing all her life, but says keeping up with Brown can be a challenge.
You want to make sure that every single movement that you do is excellent, because that's what he expects. So it's a challenge for us to kind of keep up with the rigor, particularly those of us who are over 60.
Even younger dancers can have a hard time keeping up, but that is not at all discouraging for 8-year-old Kiara.
Do you want to be a dancer?
Yes.
What kind? You know yet?
Any kind dancer.
For WNYC, I'm Tracy Hunt.
On Earth Together is at the Brick Arts Media House through November 24th.